I am already on the school board. I'm the one incumbent running, and I have found that my approximately 40 years in banking has been very helpful because I feel like I'm a resource, whether we're talking about operations, leadership development, also financial issues like budget, construction, and facility management. And for the last 2 years, I've served as the chair of the district finance committee and also chair of the long-range facilities planning committee. But I would also say on the educational side, for over 20 years, I've been focused on childhood education, particularly early childhood education, and have a passion for that.
What are some of the most important issues to you as the selection cycle kind of continues?
Well, I think as we are finally approaching a full return to school and in-seat learning, my top three priorities are really relevant now. The first one is closing the achievement gap across all student demographics through equity in education and enrichment opportunities. My second focus is developing sound strategies to help us attract and retain quality teachers. And third, ensuring that the district continues to earn the community's confidence, trust, and consistent financial support. We know that there's certain opportunities that allow children to maybe close that gap. For example, we adopted or approved a new early literacy program last year, which I'm very excited about. The teachers that reviewed it during their pilot phase felt it was an excellent system, and it integrated social studies and science into the learning process. But I was very excited that during the analysis period, we were seeing significant improvement on our most at-risk children. I also feel that enrichment opportunities are very important for our children because it gives them a chance to see or imagine themselves in the bigger world, and so helps close that achievement gap.
What made you decide to run for re-election?
Well, the same reason that I initially wanted to run or decided to run. I'm a huge believer in the importance of public education, and I know that in Columbia, our great school system is an important part of the quality of life that we all enjoy. I also, when I did go on the board, realized that there is a very steep learning curve, and so I feel that I've made a very positive difference in the first 3 years, but I really believe that the job's not finished. And I think it's my responsibility to try to continue to serve our students, the families, and the teacher and the community with the things that I have learned. And I think it will help me help all of us fast track the learning time and ensure rapid student achievement when we get back in school. I also think that my experience will be important as we bring on our new school superintendent. Having that history that I have and experience, I think I can be of benefit.
What would you say makes you different from the other candidates running?
In some ways, we're very similar. We all, I believe, have children in school, Columbia Public Schools right now, so we have that experience. I do know that I've been involved with trying to educate the public when we've done tax levies and bond issues, so I feel I'm maybe somewhat unique in that. But I also think my experience with the business community is helpful because I've learned through my own work that it's important to listen to all sides, to do my own research to make sure that I have a more, even deeper understanding, and try to represent all of the constituents, the stakeholders within our community. So that means listening to what the students need, what the teachers and our staff need, what our parents need, and then also the taxpayers.
If there's one thing that you want voters to know about you, the most important thing, what would you say that is?
I would say that I am a very fair person, that I try to represent all constituents, not just a special interest group, and that I don't have my own personal agenda, but rather I try to keep my focus on those priorities that I just talked about.